I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans. He's an entomologist, photographer, and author, and in the weeks ahead, we'll be launching a regular morning edition feature on WCVE Public Radio called What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. What is going on in the terrestrial insect world here in the month of April?
Oh, spring has definitely sprung. We have insects emerging from their winter hideaways. Either they spent the winter as a pupa or as an adult tucked away from the killing frosts. But now that the sap is rising and the leaves are forming and the buds are blooming, insects are out in full force, and we'll see a whole parade of different species, a succession of different species as the season progresses. Butterflies, bees, beetles, ants, bees, and wasps, things that we want to see will be out, things that we aren't looking forward to seeing. Certainly mosquitoes will become more common as it warms up, flies, stinging wasps. But people have to remember that most insects, by and large, are either of no consequence to us at all directly, or they're absolutely essential for our survival. Right now is a good time to look for pollinators. All the flowering plants, with few exceptions, are absolutely dependent upon insect pollinators. So the lushness of our gardens and forests are very much dependent on bees and wasps and some other insects, too.
Are there any particular insects that have a brief window of appearance at this time of year and then just disappear?
Oh, sure. We've got insects that are definitely out just early spring. Again, carpenter bees are a great example. You'll see a lot of carpenter bee activity right now, but then they will have laid their eggs and then they'll die off, and we won't see them again until just a very brief period at the end of summer. And of course, those will be the individuals that overwinter as adults, and they're the ones that emerge following spring. Box elder bugs are a very common sight right now. These are red and dark gray, charcoal gray insects that sometimes mass on the trunks of fences, box elders, of course, and also on our homes and outbuildings. That's another spring phenomenon. They're much more common in spring. We'll see them again a little bit later in the year. The six-spotted tiger beetle, which is just an emerald jewel that you'll see, is running around and flitting about trails and roads. They're quite common right now, and they'll be around until late May, early June, and then they'll disappear, and other tiger beetles will take their place. It's like seeing old friends. I look forward to springtime every year because with the emergence of insects, even if the most common things, to me it's like seeing old friends.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of What's Bugging You? A Fond Look at the Animals We Love to Hate. He's also the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America,